Valerie Nelson has deep roots in Sitka.
My Sitka history, oh goodness. My dad was born and raised here. My mom was born in Petersburg, raised mostly here. My seven brothers and sisters were born and raised here. I was born in a naval hospital and moved back to Sitka when I was like maybe a year old.
Nelson graduated from Sitka High and held jobs all over town. She was a laborer and forklift driver at the Alaska Pulp Corporation. She now works as a budget analyst for the U.S. Forest Service and maintains a bookkeeping service as well as commercial and residential property. And if you recognize her voice, it's because she's served on the Sitka Assembly before, as mayor from 2000 to 2002 and as an assembly member from 2004 to 2005. In between, Nelson battled cancer. And she says she's ready for another go-around on the assembly. Currently, citizens have 3 minutes to testify on an issue on or off the agenda, and that frustrates Nelson.
We as the public have basically lost a voice. When you put time constraints on public testimony, you're discouraging people from telling their story. And I just believe that that's wrong.
Process aside, Nelson is also frustrated by the assembly's strategic direction, particularly their decision to repeal the senior sales tax exemption. She wants the assembly to consider other pockets of revenue.
I think that there are things like the sin taxes. You know, alcohol could be charged at a higher sales tax. I think they should put the property tax back on boats. I don't care what they say. That's a lot of money. I think they should look at probably putting an excise tax on marijuana.
Nelson also says she'd like the assembly to consider wants versus needs, reducing the size of government where they see fit. And she wants the current assembly to minimize utility rate increases moving forward.
It's just common sense that you just can't keep squeezing those turnips and expecting to get blood out of them.
On Thursday, Brennan Carter also filed to run for the Sitka Assembly. The resource manager for Sitka National Historical Park, he referees high school soccer and is on the board for the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society. Carter answered a few of KCAW's questions via email. When asked why he is running for the Sitka Assembly, he said that several community members encouraged him to run, saying he had the right personality for the job. Quote, after listening to and attending almost 5 years of assembly meetings, he said, my first priority would be to learn how Sitka functions in more depth, as well as the role Sitka's municipal government plays in the community's maintenance and development. With that knowledge, I will be much more effective as a representative in helping to improve the community's overall welfare. That's a quote from Brennan Carter, who is running for the Sitka Assembly. And Tuesday afternoon, Blossom Twitchell filed to run for Sitka Assembly. There are currently 4 candidates for those 2 seats, 3 candidates for 2 school board seats, and 2 candidates for 1 mayoral seat. The deadline to file is this Friday, August 3rd at 5 p.m. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.